to say these things, living them is somewhat different.
Are you
living them is the question. Don't answer me. I only pose it to you rhetorically for your own internal dialogue. Are you living what you're saying? Don't answer me.
Not, you already know, and thank you for that button. Number two. Oh.
Hi, Bashar.
Thank you. Good day.
I have a hernia.
Oh, all right.
From carrying my baby and the carrier. He's kind of a big baby.
Yes.
And one of the doctors recommended that I have a surgery. And I really don't want to have the surgery because I just had a C-section.
Yes.
7 months ago. But they said if I want to have another baby, that it would be important for me to have this taken care of. It's not really bothering me in any way now. Is it necessary for me to have the surgery at this point?
It depends on what you wish to do. If you are willing to simply take time and allow yourself to heal and allow there to be the appropriate manipulations and topical applications of those substances of nature which will infuse through your skin and go into the muscles and the cells and allow there to be appropriate healing over time, then no, you will not require the surgery. If you're in a hurry to do something wherein you could damage yourself, then yes, you may wish to hurry up and have the surgery.
Well, I'd like to get pregnant again.
Why?
Because I want another baby.
Why?
Because,
Yes, because what?
I want my baby, well, yeah, number one, because, well, for two reasons, because I love children.
Yes.
And I want my son to have a companion.
I see. Do you have a sensation or a feeling of the timing in which you believe this would most likely occur?
I'd like to have...
No. I didn't ask you what you'd like to have.
Oh, the end of 1999.
You feel,
yes,
that that is the most likely window in which the agreement you may have made with another being would fulfill itself as a child?
Yes.
The end of what you call your 1999.
Would be the time I would wish for the delivery to be.
Then is there any rush?
Well, the doctor said to wait about 3 or 4 months before,
yes,
trying to conceive.
Well, would that not be just about right?
If I put it off 3 months? The
Do you know how to count?
Yes. So if I put it off for 3 months...
Yes. Then will you not still possibly be capable of having a child by the end of your year of 1999?
If I conceive in 3 months. Do you see that happening? I'll just be bold. Is there a baby coming into my...
Are you paying attention?
Yes.
You have been told that if you relax for 3 months,
okay,
you will then be capable of conceiving at that time, and it will meet the window you yourself feel is appropriate. So doesn't everything fit?
It does.
Well then, why don't you trust that?
Okay, I trust it. Do you think it's a boy or girl?
It isn't either at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
No.
Well?
Okay.
Why are you in such anxiety about this? Anxiousness about this?
I know. I guess I shouldn't be.
You guess?
I shouldn't be.
Do you believe that the child wants to be born to an anxious mother?
No.
Well, then what are you doing?
Okay, I get it.
You're pushing the schedule back yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
Okay.
Lax and relax. And lax some more.
Okay. I have another quick question for,
yes,
you. I'm chanting now.
Yes.
And during...
In a hurry, I suppose.
No, I take my time. 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes before I go
to bed. Oh, 20 minutes.
That's long for me.
Oh, long
for
you.
But my question is,
yes,
when I pray or when I meditate or when I chant,
yes,
I feel heat in the
yes,
my right leg.
Yes.
My foot, my ankle area.
Yes.
Do you know what that
yes,
is?
Yes.
What?
When you raise your vibration and increase your energy, it will go to where it is most needed for healing and repair.
Okay.
It will go to the area of lowest vibration and raise it up to match the rest of your frequency.
Mm-hmm. So that's the lowest?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think it's possible for you to visit me in my dreams?
We all visit all of you in your dreams constantly. If you don't notice, that's not my problem.